Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, this is Seth Payne.
And Sean Pendergast.
Did you know that Payne and Pendergast is both a radio show and a podcast?
Of course I did. Oh, you're asking everybody else. You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts whenever it works for you.
What Clint is telling you is a must-win, expect-to-win, they-better-win, or I'm going to completely look at this team differently game against the Baltimore Ravens. I'm just, Clint, I am with you to the point of it is a must win, because if they lose this one, damn it, they're liable to lose to a lot of the teams on their schedule. Like, just off the top of our head, we know they play Jacksonville again. You probably think Jacksonville, who they've already lost to, is bringing more to the table than what this depleted Ravens team is. They play Indy twice. They play the Chiefs. They play a tough schedule coming forward. So if they lose this one, you're really looking at this season, as you said, can potentially get away from you. I think they should win. I think tomorrow when we do predictions, I believe I will be picking the Texans to win this game against the Ravens. But, Clint, I in no way will be surprised. In no way be caught off guard if they lose this game to the Ravens. They just haven't been a good football team, Clinton. It's hard for me to say go on the road to a team that's got more experience, maybe the coaching advantage overall with the staff, with Derrick Henry, better skilled players on the road against a team that is absolutely backs against the wall as much as the Texans are. I don't know that I'm prepared to say I expect them to win the game.
Yeah, I do. I do. I expect them to win the game, and that's with the adjusted expectations to a 1-3 football team versus where we were before the year started. It's obvious right now that going from Bobby Slowick to Nick Caley and starting over on offense, and all that starting over on offense has entailed with the Texans, it's obvious that set them back. The question for me, it set them back further than I thought it was going to. The question for me is, how far did it set them back? You can look at the schedule this year. You're 1-3. You lost to three football teams that are, when healthy, very good football teams. Jacksonville's a really good football team. They're getting better.
More confidence. Yeah.
And their defense is tremendous. Their defense is one of the top six defenses in the league.
13 turnovers they've forced.
Yeah. I mean, that isn't an accident, right?
They forced 9 all last year, by the way.
And then you played an awful bottom-of-the-barrel Tennessee Titans team. You live somewhere between the three teams you lost to and the one that you beat, obviously. But I'm talking about caliber team.
But how far?
Right? How far? Where do you live? And I'll be honest with you. If you don't live above a Baltimore Ravens team minus 5 or 6 Pro Bowlers, I am going to be extremely disappointed. If we look up and 3 days from now, we're staring at a 1-4 football team that couldn't go on the road and beat Baltimore when they were down 6 different dudes, this isn't going to be about, boy, y'all hadn't had much luck against Baltimore the last 3 times you played them.
Yeah.
Boy, what happened during the COVID-19 year? I mean, like, this is – and we're also not going to be talking about, well, boy, this offense, man, this offense, you got to give it time, and what's really set them back? No, you got major problems.
Yeah, and the only player you're missing is really Foley, Fatakasi.
If he doesn't play, and that shouldn't change the caliber team that you have. This is a team that I fully expect the Texans to beat. It's a game that I expect the Texans to win, and I'm going to be very, very disappointed if they don't, because we are at that point right now. I don't know where we land. I know the offense, the restart on offense, reset on offense set us back significantly more than I expected. That's based on a 1-3 record and the tape that I've watched. But boy, if it sets you so far back where you can have the best scoring defense in the NFL, and you can be playing the 31st best scoring defense in the NFL, and you can't win, you can't put enough offense on the field that day to win that ball game.
Ron, but you're confident that you're confident that this team can. Like what you've seen.
No, I'm not. I'm not. No, I'm not at all. I'm not confident.
That's what I'm saying. That's why my thought of like, I'm in a. They should win. They should win. I think that they are going to put the better team of, you know, of players out there.
The more talented team.
Yeah, that probably works. The more talented team out there. But there's still some spaces where them going on the road, playing a team that has a winning culture, even stronger than the winning culture, at least more longevity of their winning culture than the one that you're in, with a player that has ability to completely take over a game if they allow him to, and Derrick Henry. And then, you know, with other pieces there, and this isn't a quarterback that's never played before. Like, he's had some success. I don't – it's a should, not expect to me. Like, I won't be floored at all if you and Sean are talking about a loss on the post.
Yeah, I'll be hot.
But would you be floored?
No.
Would you be hot?
I don't – man, I said it last week. Is really the only offensive, you know, film with Nick Caley's offense that should give you any level of confidence in this team, and that's just the fact of the matter. I mean, there was a semblance of an offense, of an NFL offense that was being executed. The previous weeks, it was not. It was literally looked like you were just drawing straws, right?
Yeah.
That looked like they had a plan. And they executed it in the fourth quarter well. Can you execute it well enough to beat a team that is limping into the game?
By the way,
when they did have their guys,
they were terrible.
They haven't been great. They gave up a whole lot of points
against Buffalo, Detroit, and Kansas City.
Yeah.
Text line coming through. 10 wins next year because.
We got moving on to next year?
If we do not win Sunday, that means we got a hard row to hoe. No, I think we can all agree on that. If they lose this game, it's – like, for me personally, I ain't going to lie to you. Where we sit now, the season, I've got a different feel to it. It's got a different feel to it. I'm the one that thought before the season they'll win 10 games and they'll win the division.
I agree.
I don't know that I feel that right now.
I know I don't. I don't think there's a chance in hell of getting.
And so it already has. It already has made a turn. I agree. You talk about tough road to hoe. That's just a fun statement to say. But you talk about that. Yeah, it will be. Like you're. There's a potential to be looking at David Culleyville. There's a potential to be looking at Loveyville. Right. Potentially, if they lose this one,
it's really about the 6-9.
They should win. And it would be big, Clint, if they were to win this game, go into the bye week 2-3. We'll see what happens with the Colts, and we'll see what happens with Jacksonville. Jacksonville's got a tough game Monday night. We'll see what happens. And you would feel really, really good. But this team just hasn't shown me enough for me to believe they'll walk in and just beat.
Yeah.
Even an injured team. Beat a Baltimore Ravens.
Well, I hope they win. I sure enough don't want to. I mean, when you listen to D'Amico and C.J. Stroud, you can tell that they hear the negativity after just a 0-3 start. You can tell that like they'll spend 10 minutes telling you how they don't hear the noise.
We don't like
right?
that.
Everybody roots you on when you're winning and wants to trade you and cut you and run you out of town when you're losing, right? Well, I mean, boy, you think it's bad at 0-3?
Yeah.
Boy, get to 1-4 going into a bye week and then stare down the barrel of a 4 or 5 win game season with another top 10 draft pick this next year.
Whew. Yeah.
Boy, I mean, I tell you, man, It's a big game, man.
It's a huge game.
It is a monster. I mean, it's a monster. It would be a big game even if Lamar was here. You know, I mean, it's a big game any way you slice it.
Yeah.
You're catching a little bit of a break with a good chunk of the team being injured, and maybe not seeing Lamar. You got to get it.
T-Mill's best bets coming up, and we'll look at the guys that Nick Caley needs to going into the game plan to get the ball to. We'll discuss that coming up next.
I'm just sexual, man.
T-Mill being T-Mill.